For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa, filling in for Bob Levicky. UVA students call off a strike. Charlottesville's Police Review Board and police chief aren't talking. And here comes drone delivery. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, April 24th, 2019. On Tuesday, University of Virginia student workers called off a threatened strike, citing Virginia law that would require public bodies to fire employees that engage in strikes. The Daily Progress reports that student employees of the student centers at 1515 University Avenue and Newcomb Hall said they plan to strike from 7 a.m. Thursday to 12 a.m. Friday if UVA did not end a hiring freeze, reinstate raises and promotions, and include them in decision-making. Eventually, strike organizers intended to change the strike to a work action and asked to close the student center so they could leave work. But the university said its student centers would operate on a normal schedule and that if a strike occurred, it would have to follow current law. Students then said that they would work their scheduled shifts on Thursday. Nine people throughout the Shenandoah Valley and surrounding areas were recently arrested in a crackdown of online solicitation of minors. WHSV-TV reports that the Stanton Police Department headed up an operation that investigated solicitation of minors over the internet. The operation netted arrests of men from the ages of 19 to 79 from Crofton, Maryland to Lynchburg, Virginia, including two men from Charlottesville, a man in Harrisonburg, and a man from Waynesboro. Members of the Interim Police Civilian Review Board said they have reached a breaking point with Charlottesville's police chief. The Daily Progress reports that at its meeting Tuesday, board members said they have been unable to schedule a public meeting with Police Chief Rochelle Brackney to draft a memorandum of understanding with the department. The memorandum would focus on access to CPD data and files for a permanent board's oversight of the department. According to a draft of the proposal presented last week, the board would be broken into two segments, one for independent investigations and another for auditing and reviewing CPD data, complaints, and policies. Member Josh Bowers has said the chief has met privately with some board members to have discussions about the board's work, but that Virginia law requires a public meeting if the entire board wants to talk with the chief. Bowers said attempts to set up a meeting for April or June were unsuccessful. A Charlottesville Police Department spokesman said the department had no comment at this time. Board members expressed frustration with the chief, saying they are at the point they no longer want to work with her. Bowers proposed telling Chief Brackney that they would only discuss the memorandum through the city attorney's office, but other board members were worried that working only through the city attorney meant that the meetings would still have to be private. Board member Guillermo Ubila suggested that if Brackney won't work with the board, then the board should propose a memorandum without her input. The National Weather Service says that at least 15 tornadoes hit Virginia last Friday. That's the third highest number of tornadoes in a single day, as Charles Fishburne reports from partner station WCVE.
Franklin County was the worst with 159 mile-an-hour winds. Charles City was close behind at 135 miles an hour as part of an outbreak of severe weather that spawned at least 13 other tornadoes in the state.
As you get into March, into April and May, this is certainly the peak of our severe weather season.
Mike Montefusco, National Weather Service, says crews have been out assessing the damage.
We've actually added a couple today in Gloucester County, as well as York and the city of Newport News.
In Franklin County, two people were hurt, but they were the only injuries reported Friday. The tornado in Charles City blew down the roof and cinder block walls of a gun club. It was the first tornado reported there in 26 years. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Estimates indicate that more than 600,000 residents in the Commonwealth still rely on dial-up to connect to the internet. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain looks at one surprising barrier to access to high-speed internet and what the state is doing about it.
Virginia is pushing for universal broadband within the next decade, but there's a hurdle. Private companies like Verizon and Comcast won't actually say where the gaps are. Evan Feynman is the state's chief broadband advisor.
If you call them and say, I live at this address, can I get connected? They can tell you yes or no. They will not share that information nationally.
Fineman says that lack of a map has stopped the state from acting before. But instead of waiting, now the state is encouraging companies and localities to work together anyway. For example, let's say Comcast serves one corner of a rural county, and the county says they'd like someone to provide coverage to the rest.
When another ISP comes in, I have a high confidence that when that ISP asks Comcast, hey, I want to cover the rest of this county, how much of that do I need to do? Comcast will share that information.
So the maps stay between the two companies, and the state doesn't have to get involved with proprietary information. Instead, the state will step in when it comes to funding, providing grants so companies can lay down the expensive infrastructure needed. Lawmakers slated $19 million for the effort in this latest budget. I'm Mallory Nopain.
And finally today, for the first time in the United States, drone delivery to homes is about to become a reality. The Federal Aviation Administration has just certified the Google sister company Wing, allowing it to launch package delivery in Southwest Virginia. Once again, here's Charles Fishburne.
Commercial drones are coming, and there's a reason Virginia is first. Virginia Tech's Mid-Atlantic Aviation Partnership has been a lead research arm of the FAA to find a way to do it safely. Mark Blanks is director of the partnership.
It took a lot of years and a lot of work and thousands of hours. And the safety, I think, of that has been demonstrated by the FAA accepting this and issuing the certificate. Now the question is, part that we look forward to is working with Virginia, the Commonwealth, as we roll this out here. And we're thrilled to have the opportunity to work with the communities as it becomes a reality here to me, my neighbors, and to hopefully you someday.
The rollout will begin around Blacksburg sometime in the fall. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
And I'm Christopher Correa. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Wednesday.